Representative? Well, as I said, if you have questions, you should have called.
He just doesn't turn like calls.
Well, I wonder why.
It takes minutes to make the
email. Well, you never agree with whatever he tells you anyway.
Any further discussion on the resolution? None. Hearing that, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carry.
Anyway, you have a better source right here.
Well, though, in fairness, I look at things for legality. All the rest of the nuances to it, I can't answer those.
You can't, but let's just say he couldn't get hold of him for now, or whatever, whoever is.
I'll make a motion for discussion on 394.
Court's office.
Second. I did.
We voted right.
I want to make a motion. The block.
There's a motion on the floor.
For
394.
Second
on 394.
Second.
Okay.
Discussion. I want to make a motion. The block resolution 394.
We have to vote on 394.
All of those resolutions have 0% county funding. They're the only ones I checked for here in double check.
Oh, I did. I think maybe wrote it down.
Okay.
Hey, I didn't bring it up.
Oh.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay.
Well,
Well, I want to discuss it.
Okay. Well, that's where we are.
Okay. I just think that apparently there is some kind of civil lawsuit against family over this Washburn house, and it has to do with security of the domestic violence house. Now, one of the things that this house is supposed to do is provide a secure environment for victims of domestic violence. And I just want the committee to be aware of it. And I got to tell you, I'm appalled that everybody here tonight just wants to whisk through these freaking resolutions and get out of here. Because I think if we have fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers, if we have questions to ask them.
Of course.
Okay? So that's my question. My question is that there is apparently a civil lawsuit and it pertains to security of this facility.
Well, here.
And I think that maybe what we should do as a committee is investigate what the security issues are. I mean, from what I understand, a man walked in there who had an order of protection against his wife and just walked right straight through the doors. How is that helping victims of domestic violence? I think it's a concern.
Well, I agree with Carl in that particular case. That's running the program. She's had this order of protection for a long time against her husband. Somehow or other, he did get into the building. But she was fired. So I don't know, if I know enough details to make a determination whether there was cause or not. We don't know what the degree is. Is that our, it's a lawsuit, so.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, she could be right, she could be wrong.
I don't know any of the details.
Well, I'm not asking.
There's a number of different allegations in that lawsuit as well.
I'm not asking her to look into the lawsuit. I'm just worried about the security of the house.
What should we do? What are your suggestions?
Is this house commonly known as its whereabouts? Because I've never been there.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay. So maybe we could ask the new director or the director of family to kind of give us an idea of how the place operates, because really, 49% of $331,000. I mean, no, we're paying $331,000. I think we should get our money's worth, and we should know that it's a safe environment.
You know, Carl, you're absolutely right, and I agree with you. And now this is one of the points I'm trying to make, because obviously, you didn't just pick this up now. It would have been nice if you had called the chairman and said, I would like Michael Burke to be at the meeting.
Yeah, actually, we may have
quite
sent out an email and see if there are any questions prior to the meeting.
I'm not trying to be argumentative, but I'm just saying that those are the things that are bothersome in the committee, because it's a legitimate question and it deserves,
When did the resolutions come out?
I don't know.
Saturday?
Friday.
All right. Friday.
I'm saying this is the only company that...
Yeah, I saw that in there. It looks like they have a monopoly in the
right. No, I understand that.
Does anybody know
any of the details of what the security is in that building?
I don't know.
Do they have a security guard at all, or?
I have no idea. I've never been there.
They have security as to why he managed to get through. Nobody knows, and I don't know. I mean, maybe the woman at the door knew him, and I have no idea.
So it's a situation where if...
It's a husband and wife.
They were to shore up their security and add security, then it would add to the expenditures involved, obviously.
I think we need to have him here to explain the program. And you know what? Maybe in the future, I'm not going to be here, but maybe in the future, when you have so many relating to family of Woodstock, you just invite Michael Berg here.
Yeah.
It's a good education.
I mean, I got to tell you, we have our meeting the first Monday of the month, and if these resolutions come out on Friday, I'm not just looking at the social, uh, the, health and social services. I'm looking at all of them, like I should. And I only picked up on this last night. All the questions I had, when I called Vicki, she said, representative wasn't going to be here. So I tried to get as much information from Vicki as possible. It's not like I'm sitting on my butt not doing anything and waiting for the last minute.
But I still think it would be better to have Michael Berg here, even if
whether
Ken is here or not. I mean, most all these things he's associated with one way or another.
Right. So another question would be, if there was a tragedy in that facility and the county was aware of it, and we as legislators continue to fund it without asking questions or investigating, you know, exactly what's going on,
mm-hmm.
who's liable for that?
Now, you make a good point. I made a recommendation.
Did we want to make a motion to... Well, because we voted for everything in a block, so we...
I don't want to... let's see, what's the contract... And the contract states January 1st, 2016. So it still has 2 months before the contract becomes in effect. I mean, we could postpone this, ask the executive director of the Washburn House and the director of family to come and explain to us what happened.
They're not going to do that, Carl. I'm going to tell you right now, they're not going to do that because their attorney's never going to allow that.
No.
And there's more than just those out. There's more than just that allegation.
Well, I am not concerned about the allegations of the civil lawsuit. What they're concerned about is the security of the house. How is it run? What are the protocols? Who's responsible for security? I don't see how, you know, we're not grilling them and asking them, how can you fire this person or how can this person... Well, I would like to know how this person got in, if there is security. I don't even know if there is security.
There is security.
So, but...
Can I make a recommendation?
What will be an oversight committee if we can't do oversight?
If there's no harm to the program, mm-hmm. these are held a month. We can hold them a month and then have Michael Berg come. But if there is a problem with holding the funds, you know, maybe we could then vote for the funds and still have them come here. I mean, you still need the program.
And this is effective as of what, January 1st?
It says January. Yeah. Which, you know, in December, you know, you have the budget vote,
Why can't we ask him to come in, even whether we vote on this or not?
Yeah, I mean,
they're providing services.
Okay, with voting for it, because it's a needed service. But I would like to know how it operates.
Would you be okay then to have him come next month and address the committee on all the programs that he has with the family?
Well, I think that would probably take a couple of weeks. There's a lot of programs.
Yeah. A lot of programs. You give me a little bit of that.
I mean, I don't have a problem. I mean, it went on my radar, and only this month. I mean, I think this happened a couple months ago, but I wasn't aware of it. People started talking to me. They asked me questions about, hey, what happened to this place? And isn't it supposed to be saved? And how come this person got fired? So that's why I'm bringing it up tonight. I didn't have this information last month, even though it was public information.
I didn't
call. I didn't talk to him, so I don't know. I'm comfortable moving forward with this, or is it something
like that? No, I'm comfortable with it. I don't want to stop funding, you know, for victims of domestic violence if they need a place to live.
Yeah.
But I think that we should provide them a safe place to live.
Yeah. And this is the only firm approved, certified, and licensed in Ulster County.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll come next month.
Right. Yep, or might have to.
Okay, so any further discussion?
No, that's good.
And on the resolution,
on the block.
Oh, on the block.
All right. All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Okay. That's
good, yeah.
By the way.
We will move on to Okay.
Yeah.
This is approving the execution of contract nexus to Technology Family Services for an affiliate patient program. And this is for an intensive home-based parent education support council service for families with the highest risk of having a child parked outside the home.
Did this one last year.
Second.
This is 35% county. it's shared with, I don't know if it's supposed to be with the federal government. Is there any discussion? No? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Discussion.
Okay. Execution of the contract Nexus $50,000 with SUNY Ulster for the RISE program, providing education, skill training, and support programs for, I guess, especially for folks on campus. Yep. This is state and federal. This is
30?
I'll move it.
Second.
Resolution. So he's in favor of it.
but it should, this probably slipped through because of the fact that it was only approved last month and this contract has come out this month. I'd like to table it.
Well, I would imagine it's going to cost you money.
Okay.
Because it's the hospital.
Wait a minute, there's a motion that has not been seconded.
I had a question for council.
Wait, you have a, there's a motion on the table. Is there going to be a second?
There is a second.
You made the second?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the motion is to postpone this later.
The contract doesn't start till January.
Originally, they did not do the methadone for the weekend. They gave them enough on a Friday to last a Monday. And the county addressed that, so the hospital was willing to go to 6 days a week. So if we're saying to the hospital, which is the only one that can distribute it, that now we want you to do it 7 days a week, you're going to pay for that. I'm not going to do it for nothing.
No, we know that. In the new resolution, there was an estimate of an additional $21,000 in the contract.
So it'll be $121,000?
Well, that's to be determined because depending on what the particulars are. What I'm saying is the policy was set in that resolution. The resolution was signed by the county executive, and I think that what this would tell the county executive, and it would negate our resolution by accepting this for the contract period of 1/1/16 to 12/31/16 to only keep it open for 6 days a week.
Does it say 6 days a week?
No.
This was already addressed.
All right. Now, how is this going to affect people if it's not all said and in place by what, January 1st? How does it affect on people who are receiving?
Well, I can't answer that, but I do know that we still have another month for the contract. You know, I'm just going to take a wild stab here and say that they probably didn't use the entire contract money, and they could probably get along for a week or two without that, but I don't see why we can't get a new contract before January 1st.
Well, can we have Eric check it out for us?
Sure. It would require an amendment.
I think that's kind of in the works right now, but, yeah, so this is where it would be helpful if we had someone
right now. Absolutely.
And that's the becomes a problem.
Mr. Canal spoke to me on the street earlier today and had advised me that they are working on trying to extend the contract so that it is compliant with the policy. The policy only went into effect last week because that's when it was signed by the executive. This particular contract was drafted way back in July. And Mr. Cornell was supposed to send me something in writing on Wednesday saying that they are working on it. My concern about holding off is that my understanding with methadone, it is highly regulated, and we have to get approval from OASIS before we can actually go and extend this to 7 days. So even though we have a policy, we still have to go through the state and federal hoops. So I had a conversation with the chairman earlier about this, and I agree with you. Normally I would say let's not, you know, pass something that is not conforming to our policy, but our policy is brand new. And my bigger concern is that if we hold this up too long, we may be putting people who are relying on the methadone in jeopardy right now. And so Mr. Cornell has assured me that they're working on it, and that, you know, they have to figure out how much it's going to cost and work with the hospital and so on and so forth. And I tend to believe and agree with him about the whole thing about it not being a simple fix with just an amendment to a contract, and that I know that it has to be approved by OASIS, and it's possible that it has to get a federal approval too, because of the regulation of methadone.
Yes.
So I'm on the fence about what to do. Applaud the committee to being wanting to, you know, be proactive with respect to the policy, but I just also don't want to do something that's going to put people in jeopardy, because the whole thing with UCAN was trying to make people get the services that they needed. So I thought we talked about possibly putting it off for a week and seeing what happens.
We
thought I'd get from Mr. Pinnell as far as getting something in writing from
him. Could we pass that contingent on you getting the necessary information?
I think that's something that we could consider for that.
I make a motion. We pass it.
Basically, and we're curious if the funding is going to be additional funding to provide for that, obviously. Would be the suspicion.
I think there's a number of things that come into place, the funding in itself.
Right.
Going through the regular process of getting the additional day approved.
But in terms of the monetary issue involved, just strictly that, you know, obviously there's legalities and regulation and
sure.
It has to pass through legal hoops of actually making that happen just because we want to add the second day.
You know, the question is, you're contracting with a hospital. Well, then I say, no, it doesn't work for us. Where do you go?
In what the chairman, Parity had done, if I may, had done some preliminary work with the Lady Moon Foundation with the hospital, and they are amenable to having the 7 days.
Okay.
It's just a matter of now to have these other things that we need to take care of.
Yeah,
that's my only reticence about,
I have a procedural question. Because if we approve the funding with the contingency that by next week we get an answer from the county executive's office as to whether or not they're going to amend the contract. If they don't amend the contract, and we've already approved this, then the policy that the legislature has set for this is being negated.
Well, I'm going to suggest this to you, Elizabeth Bessolio, that more than likely, because my impression from my conversation with Mr. Pinnell was that we're probably not going to have an amendment to the contract in a sufficient time. I don't think we're going to have everything in place within the 2 months between now and January 1st. And that's why I'm concerned. I'm genuinely concerned that we may be holding up for something. And I agree with you. Normally, I would be, we need to hold this up, but the policy just went into effect last week. And so the timing of it, unfortunately, is not ideal. But the executive did sign the policy. He didn't, he didn't veto it. So,
again, I make the motion that we pass 408 contingent on, getting the information.
We have a motion already on postponement. Now, one thing you could do, Chairman, is you could postpone it until next week to see if we do get something.
I didn't know there was a motion to postpone.
That happened when you were talking.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Why don't we let the county proceed with this contract? We can postpone it until next month, actually. So if we pass this next month, they can enact this contract. Between now and then, we can get the information on how long it's going to take to make the amendment or whatever procedure that has to be done. So we would have a contract by January 1st that might not meet the policy, or they do get the amendment by December's meeting, and we can pass it. It'll be in harmony with the policy, and we'll have a contract in place that is enforces the policy that was signed.
What that do with the Mike always thinks?
I don't know. I don't believe that there's going to be an amendment right away. I think it's going to take a little bit of time.
Right.
But I mean,
that's what Mr. Pinnell can get for us between now and we vote next month.
So right. I mean that's up to you as far as what you want to do.
You get the same result rather than postpone is to pass it contingent on getting the information. Because if it's not done by then, at least you got the 6 days. Until our policy is that if we need permission from federal and state government, they could care less what policy you set. They supersede.
The only difference between the two? Is it doesn't, there's no encumbrance upon the people that need to find this information out for our vote. Because if we've already voted and ratified this contract to go on January 1st, they'll wait till February 8th to even ask somebody a question.
I don't know. That's not trusting.
But the whole thing is, though,
I mean, he's showing off on it. It's not like he's vetoing it or done it.
If we don't vote the contract, like the Councilor Dickert said, then we're risking the opportunity, the chance of having
the county can continue with the contract as written. And once we vote on it, they can execute it. Yeah.
What does that mean?
If the county continues with this contract in advance of getting the information for a new amended contract, they have the contract ready to be signed.
How do they continue with the contract?
We have our approval. We have our approval.
It's over $50,000.
Yeah.
And then we give them our approval at our next meeting, or our next vote, and they execute the contract. I don't know why they would have to wait to get the contract together. It can't be signed before we vote, but it certainly can be put together.
Well, they can't pass a contract. They have to go through the state and federal agency for even approval.
But this is an existing contract that they're just going to re-up for next year. Then.
But you're asking to postpone it.
Only the vote. Her list.
Here's my take on it. Okay, play the devil's advocate. The UCAN report came out 2 months ago. Okay, they read it because they already put into place one of our recommendations. This was one of the top recommendations. Then last month, the resolution came in at the end of last month. So they really had 2 months to kind of mull about what they're going to do with the methadone program. 2 months ago, we recommended to the legislature. Last month, we had the resolution. Why can't we wait until Tuesday?
We just voted on it last month. You're saying they should have thought about it 2 months ago.
Well, it was in the recommendations. They read the book. They must have read it because they took the first recommendation that we had, an ombudsman.
How about we do that?
I only get 2 days, in your opinion, to make decisions on what I have to vote on, and they get 2 months?
I have a problem with the underlying suspicion of wrongdoing and the executive's office trying to pull a fast one on us. I got a problem with that.
Well, who's saying that anybody's trying to pull a fast one?
How about we do this? How about we give 10 that opportunity within the next week in order to provide for us the information that we're asking for? Anyway, we're satisfied with the answer we get. We have a special meeting going on.
I
want to
get respect. That's what Sarah shared with us, that she had that conversation.
Right.
And he told her that what has to be done. This is not just a county passing a resolution and a hospital saying, okay, you have to go through federal and state governmental departments. You know what that's like. It might take you 3 months. It might take you 4 months. You're at their mercy. I don't know. Maybe they might get it and say, yes, fine, there's no problem. But you're dealing with people's lives, and I got a problem with that.
I don't see how we're dealing with people's lives just to wait a week to get more clarification.
Well, I don't know how you're in a week you're going to get more clarification than what she just gave you. You're going to get the same answer.
A conversation on the street? What street were you on?
It's the content of the conversation. Now, I trust she had a conversation with him, and she's being honest with us what he told her. So that's not good enough for you? Okay. Have another conversation next week.
The way the legislative council works is that she advises us. She doesn't make the decisions. We make the decisions. You should know that.
I base my decision on her expertise, and I trust her conversation that she had with the deputy executive who said this might not be as quick and easy as you think it is. Yeah, now, maybe if you feel better, if Ken was here saying that, you still wouldn't believe me.
As an attorney, you always want things in writing. I did ask Mr. Cornell to put his comments to me in writing, and he said he would be able to do that on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So, postponing this a week, I don't see it as a problem. I would like to talk to him and ask him about what if there would be any problems postponing it until December. I just don't know the whole other part of all of this. There's a certain nuances about some of these contracts that I am not privy to because I am not working directly with the vendor. Yeah. So, and you know, the hospital and so on and so forth. But I think if we can at least get something in writing from Mr. Cornell that says what his outline, what their intentions are, and what this, you know, the process would be, that I think that the community is entitled to that.
Right. No, I agree.
Because he did make the point of stopping me.
I think it's just a matter of terminology. I asked for to pass a contingent on that information. Herb would like it postponed and Carl, so I'll go with the postponed. It's the same thing.
But now the problem is that, Lucia Vassilio, was your postponement for a week or was it for a month?
Well, I wanted to postpone until we get more information. Now, if it takes a month, it would be a month, but...
Well, you can't have it open-ended, so what was your... We'll do it
until next Tuesday, when we meet for caucus.
Based on that, are you still seconding that motion?
Yes.
Okay. So now that's the motion right now, postponing it for 1 week.
Right.
Thank you. I just needed to make sure it was clear, very clear in the motion.
Okay.
So now I'm going to keep
going. All right. So on the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right.
Aye.
Approving execution of contract nexus at $50,000 with Health Alliance Hospital providing outpatient. Approving execution of contract nexus. Providing support of case management to children with serious emotional disturbances.
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Move on to 410. Approving execution of contract nexus with Health Monitors with Health Alliance Hospital for a mandated agreement for the hospital to receive additional funding.
The day treatment
hospital?
The general benefit team has, you know, what used to be called like a psychiatric ward, but now it's a day hospital program. Mm-hmm. All right, well, you know what? I got time to ask Mr. Cornell.
Yeah, it's another contact.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All in
favor? Aye.
All right.
I'll move for discussion.
Agreement execution of contract next to $57 with Monte County Community Development Corporation, which is identified living units. Thank you. This is all state. Discussion?
24 beds.
Yep.
24.
Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
412. Contract with $50,000 with rehab support services to receive aid to buy 18 bed halfway house in the expanded services.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All right. Discussion?
Yes. When I'm reading the contract, it almost seems like this is already there. This is already built in an operation.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a while for a long time.
Okay. The contract
page number 14.
Oh, God.
I have an issue with. No, only because.
Basically, it
says program specifics, location, Ulster scattered sites. Now, this is for. Sorry, why does it say Ulster scattered sites? And the reason why I bring this up is because Rehabilitation Support Services wants to build an 18-bed residential facility in the town of Asotis. And is that, I want to know if I'm voting on Sorites or if I'm voting a little bit on Sorites and a little bit on Asotis.
We probably have them in a number of places.
Well, they don't have one in Asotis.
Well, I will tell you, Carl, that if my memory serves me correctly, Commissioner Cornell has said in the past when you asked about this is that it, that they have a number of different sites that they want to be specific about it to protect people. The patient's interest. So I don't know exactly where these are located, and he's never given us an answer. But I know that, but the one in charge of that is Table House.
Okay.
Where the other ones are, Mr. Cornell has never given us more specific information.
All right. I have a small statement that I want to make on this type of residential living. I know that what's proposed for Asotis is for residents who have already been to rehabilitation, already been to rehab, and now they're living in a group home type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got a little bit of experience in the mental health field because I've had two of one ex-wife and a current wife who are in those fields. And a lot of times, let's say when you go to a rehabilitation, let's say for drug or alcohol, it's probably best to go back home and then get day treatment program instead of putting everybody together in a residential home, you know, and offering them basic supervision, because that's all it says in the contract. This home is assigned one person, one case manager for the group home. So it's like, then from there, they go to their appointments for their outpatient appointments for mental health services and things elsewhere. It's just something to think about. I think that we're doing this back.
Don't have a place to live.
Well, then that's where social services comes in, because in social services you can get a place to live, you can get food stamps, you can get whatever you need to do.
Not if you need somebody to be there.
Be that as it may, I mean, that's just my take on it. You know, I think that. What we're doing is we're throwing an elephant gun at a muskrat, because I think we're spending a lot more money where, if the patient is homeless, they could be in a loving environment and then get their treatment, whatever they need, outpatient.
The problem is that this is a program out of Oasis, and Oasis gets to pay health into
because
remember I had mentioned to you that these are New York form contracts. That the Schedule A that you're seeing, that you're reading from, is from the Oasis contract. So we don't get to dictate those terms, Oasis does.
No, I understand that.
But I just want you to know.
Most from what I know, because Kingston has a number of these group homes throughout the city. And from what I know of them, there are people that need some kind of assistance, maybe can do a little bit for themselves, but they can't be living all alone someplace. And obviously, they obviously don't have a family where they can live, or maybe that's where they would be. But that's why they have these homes all throughout the county. Like I said, I know the city has a number of them.
Well, the state mandate doesn't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But being the fact that I can't determine whether or not any of this money is going to be spent on the Asotis project, I vote no. I'm a no on this contract, regardless of that it says it's for sororities, because it says Ulster scattered sites. If they can't tell us what this money is being used for, why should I approve it?
Well, it says what it's being used for is not the legal location on which it's being used.
Well, yeah. I understand that. The location is very important. It may not be important to your constituents, but it's important to mine.
As I said, Kingston has a number of these homes. I support them because they have where these people would be in mental health institutions if you didn't have these around. And you know, the state is closing all the mental health housing. Hospitals, where do you want the places, where do you want these people to go? And the problem is, when they start going outside of Kingston into certain towns, there's a lot of pushback. People don't want them in our neighborhoods.
Well, I'm not debating who these people are or what their circumstances are. I do have an opinion, and a lot of my constituents have an opinion. And if I can't figure out where the money's going besides this one place, I'm just voting no.
Any further discussion? Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with the anonymity aspect of that, you know, with the funding, because I know that, for example, like with drug rehabilitation treatment centers, there was a voter that was of a certain party where I was trying to get signatures, the type of party where, you know, it's hard to come by your signatures, and they tell you they cannot deny nor confirm whether that person lives there. So I'm just throwing it out there for discussion as a... There could be more to this when they're setting these clinics up. They might not necessarily be openly disclosing where they're planning on building new ones. Right.
As Erica said, it's run by Oasis. So
this one is the Office of Mental Health. New York State
Mental Health.
There's nothing clinical, though. This is okay. There are no clinical services offered in these residences. It's a residence. And what happens is, the state tax dollars mandates the counties spend money, and once they're, you know, they have a place to live now, and now they send them to mental health services, which we contract to, doctors, outside of the
house.
So there's nothing clinical about this place. It says, it states all right there.
For them to live.
It says,
where they live.
Right. It's a chemical dependency community residence for individuals who are committed to abstinence and are willing to make necessary changes in their lives to make their life quality of life. So I just want to make it clear. There's no physicians there. There's no mental health people there that are evaluating these people. It's a sober home. If you want, you know, I hate to say that, but yeah, it's a sober home.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the recommendations in the UCAN report, if everybody had read it, is that we want more state regulation on sober homes. This home in this contract states there's only one full-time staff member there. To me, that's not supervision. But, you know, I'm not voting against this on those merits. I'm voting on this because it's ambiguous as to where the money is being spent outside of this 8 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to beat a dead horse.
All right. On the resolution?
Aye.
All right.
Nay.
Nay. 413. Approving execution of contract next $50,000.
Providing an outreach center and related services. Discussion?
I don't know what people incorporate as a people.
It's an acronym for something, I remember.
What?
For aid and county
contributions.
I'll say.
Providing vocational training, rehab services, and related program services. Discussion? None. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Work of team. Move it.
So moved.
Second. All right. Approving teacher contract $96,000 with access supports for living. Is this an increase? No, it's not an increase. Extension. A contribution providing mobile crisis intervention services that is 100% state funded. Mm-hmm. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. 416. Move it.
So moved.
Second. All right. Approving execution of contract at $6,000 with Mental Health Association providing and county contribution providing residential placement management services. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried. 417. Move it.
Second.
All right. Approving execution of contract banks at $50,000 with the family of Woodstock. For any county contribution providing a hotline, homeless shelter, domestic violence shelter, and in-service training. Discussion? None, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried. 420. Move it.
So moved.
Second. Approving execution of contract in excess of $50,000 with Berkshire Farm Center and Services providing non-secure detention services for the county DSS. Discussion?
I think it's funny that it says non-secure detention.
Farm Services.
Yes. So this is like a turn the lights out. Work thing.
What? This
week? Yeah. Oh, you mean like a chain gang or something?
No.
Well, I mean, I used to call it that. I mean, you know.
I don't know. The youth center.
The youth center. Like boot camp
or something?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Okay. It's two non-secure detention programs. One waiting is for youths who are waiting for adjudication from family court, and then there are runaways who are out of state waiting to be extradited. It's a co-ed facility. Well, they're not being here.
Yeah.
Or, you know, me and a boy from Stan, you know, sometimes your parents, some parents, done that. And they get to be too much trouble.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Alright. 421. Move it.
Oh, do you want to know where they were? One's Middletown, one's in Canaan, New York. Those are 12 beds each.
Canaan is where I take my pigs.
Are that's on the, and the Berkshire's on the border of, like, Austerlitz, is that right?
Where Route 22 crosses over the Berkshire's.
Yeah. At the same, this is the way
it is. Okay, we can write along.
Yeah, motion to discuss.
Second.
Alright. Excuse on contract, and I think it's up not. Community Industries for job. Shop program provides employment readiness training and job searches for recipients of HANA.
Mm-hmm.
As a state and federal.
2 years, and it's for 200 people who are referred by DSS to the
mm-hmm.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 427. Move for discussion.
So moved.
Second.
Approving an execution of contract amendment in excess of $50,000 with St. Catherine's Center for Children to increase That's not going to be a change. Sorry, there's two and three. Yeah. Available funding for foster care services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Questions?
We had actually a contract that began at the beginning of the year for St. Catharines, then we had an amendment two, three months ago that doubled
July,
the contract. And now this contract starts this month with another $700,000. I've been told that it's not an increase of kids in the program. That's all I've been told, and that it's state mandated. And I've asked
that the contract amendment says.
Oh, no.
The contract amendment says that there's additional children in the program. It says it here, it decreases the amount available funding.
If you read, there's whereas, if you actually have to look at the contract
itself.
If you look at the amendment says that there are additional children in the program. That's why they're increasing it. So it's in the contract amendment itself.
The
combination
of
it
and
more
needed to allow more kids to get in the program.
Discussion. Okay. Aye. 428.
Move.
Second. Approval of educational contract amendment at 60,000 with Children's Home for Kids, you know, the amount of available funding for care services, much like the last resolution. Discussion.
He also had two, one contract and one amendment this year that doubled these contracts, and I know it's an additional $500,000, but I didn't get a chance to read these contracts because I read other contracts this month, so is that for additional children?
That's what the amendment says. Okay. And the total contract amount is $2.375 million.
Do they say how many children?
No. Amendments never say that.
Okay.
So this children's home of the kids, they stay there? Foster children?
Yes,
they do. Yeah? Yeah. How do you like the children's home of the kids? They live there, you know, and they're educated there.
I mean, it's sad, right?
Because
these kids are living in an institution.
Yeah.
Very sad.
And it's very expensive.
Yep.
Doesn't seem to be decreasing either.
And it's just also, you know, kids getting trouble, you know, and
that's not what I understand.
All these favor.
I understand these are for kids who have
kicked up on their parents for one reason or another.
No, that means that they have emotional problems. I think that's what it was explained to me. Deep emotional or mental problems. Not these aren't regular foster care kids that are taken away from families. That's what was explained to me. I've had a lengthy conversation with Ken. I even had a conversation with Ken while I was talking to Pat Doxey about it. And that's what he said, that these are specialized
kids.
Kids
that have emotional problems.
Yeah. Because the thing about the contracts is that the last time that I asked him about, you know, that it wasn't that much of an increase, that he said he had two children in a... in the last contract that was $1.8 million. Or three kids. And it's like, it's almost like $500,000 a kid to keep these kids in a home for 1 year. If those figures are correct, if those numbers are correct, up to $500,000 a year. So yeah, these aren't regular foster care kids. These are specialized kids. It was explained to me.
429.
Move for discussion.
Second.
And approve an execution of contract amendment and $6,000 with, what's that?
Devereaux
Foundation to increase the amount of available funding for foster care services, much like the last two. Discussion?
All in favor?
All in favor?
Yeah, our performance, of course, you know, we have to really, you know, make it get some kind of education on this, whether it's, maybe you could ask the Commissioner of Social Services to come. You know, and have them come in, we used to do that years ago. I mean, we called them in and you had a lot of questions, you know, because you don't understand the program.
Sure.
And once they explain them, you feel a lot better about, you know, cancer.
Well,
the one by the commissioner.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I believe the proper procedure, though, would be to contact the county executive's office to ask if the director of social, commissioner of social services can come.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. 4:30.
Move for discussion.
Second. Approving and execution of a contract agreement in excess of $50,000 to William George Social Service to increase the amount of available funding for postal care services, much like the previous one. Discussion.
Well, I think this is, you know, just an indication of when we constantly talk about state mandates. You're mandated to do something without the money. Yeah. You have to put your
part out. Well, I think I'm just going to make another statement that it was an original contract at the beginning of the year, contract amendment that doubled, and now this is not even the end of the year, and it's another one for $350,000. I'd like to make a suggestion when the Commissioner of Social Services comes, is that on these specific contracts, with these special needs kids, I'd like to know, during the contract period, how many kids are we servicing? Because I think that would be nice to know. Because I know we're servicing, we have contracts with, last month we did with a company in Bennington, Vermont. That's a long way away for, you know, our host counties house our children in foster care. But I just would like to know how much it costs per kid. It would be nice to know. I know it's state mandated, but it'd be nice to know how much does it cost. So I'll ask that question.
Definitely. Yep. I'll say if the resources aren't here, I don't know if that's going to go out there next week. We're not landfill, so we ship everything up to.
Thank you for that.
Yep. All right.
Hey, the hosting fee would be tremendous.
One more. 4:32. Mm-hmm. All right.
Second.
All right. Moving the budget to increase funding from New York State Office of Child Services for supported housing fed. This I didn't say exactly how much the county's responsibility for
us.
They wrote us and said they're increasing
the budget. Okay. That's why.
And that goes with the other contracts.
Okay. That answers my question. Discussion?
All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.
Requesting representation here from the executive's office.
The response from the
guest. I think we did get.
Oh, we did get.
Yeah. Came pretty good night tonight.
Oh, well, tonight. Yeah, okay. That's the response again? Okay. But in the future, as far as having somebody here. So I consider that an honest one.
You know, I would just suggest, too, when we know what the resolution is, you know, a good week before we meet, you know?
Yeah.
We can. Monday, yeah. Sunday.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. But I mean, maybe the question that you did.
No,
Ken can't make it. That he sent it for the question. But he did somebody.
Lost
him. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least.
Actually,
you can't make it. It's how we're going to the department.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Alright. Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
So you have to sign the block.
Yeah, you have to sign, Carl, you have to sign the block. Oh,
we didn't do the block.
The point you just want to know is the point is that was over time.
Yeah, you already took care of that. 4:12.
Or,
I saw his check off in the mailbox before 12.
Oh, no, 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 that's not the one. No, the one that you want to have a meeting is where I live.